So this transition moment we're in is a getting our own back moment. And that starts within, becoming soul-sufficient in places, spaces that foster the rediscovery of self, and in fostering the same in our brothers and sisters. We need each other to develop our thought. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been struggling with that, as folks who've listened to this show know, for quite some time. Needed the ancestors, and very grateful for their love. And but we got three sources of power, don't we? I've been emphasizing too. We need each other. During our April 19 show, our good three asked, if 1968 is analogous to 1848 as a failed world-scale revolution and as a world historical great rehearsal, for what sort of world revolution may it be the great rehearsal? Can we, on analogy, project today's underlying secular trends, specify what was new about yesterday's new social movements, and thereby sketch in advance likely trajectories of the confrontation of progressive social changes they suggest? As we move chronologically toward the 1990s and the 2000s, our historical social system, the capitalist world economy, continues to be faced with difficulties in four principal areas. And I have to say, I've said this before, but to read such heart from academe and look across at the vast desert of today's crop, and I don't mean that too comprehensively. I know there's exceptions out there. I just don't know where they are. I mean, I know we've got Emmanuel, but he's not, I don't know. I've been sort of dropped out. Who knows what's going on? Vast global expanse that we only get the merest, tiniest indication of. Now, they are saying that this global system, these power guys, have four problems. The first one was the shakeup in the geopolitical scene, which we are still in the midst of. The claims of, and will be till we decide we're done with these guys, please. Can't happen soon enough, obviously, for me. So this shakeup in the claims, in the geopolitical scene, the claims of the global statesmen of China, Russia, India rising as they jockey for place. And there's no hegemonic state to cast the deciding vote. Recall they said, quote, hegemony is giving way to its conceptual counterpoint, the condition of rivalry. The possible realignments of alliances between the five major actors, the U.S., the USSR, Western Europe, China, and Japan, are only now beginning. And this, again, they were writing in 19, this last chapter, I believe, was 86, maybe, are only now beginning. And everyone is approaching such realignments most gingerly and most fearfully. Hence, U.S. hegemony is being eroded without any clear and therefore reassuring to the statesman order, world order, to replace it. I mean, I at one point was thinking of taking more time with Kissinger's book, but I think it's pure propaganda, and I don't think there's any doubt where these guys are at. You know, massage, you know, shake up the deck, look at your hand, see what you got, stack the deck, make sure, you know, the Western European derived crop rise to the top. But the whole point is obviously make sure the cattle don't get out. Keep yours. corralled, we'll give you a spot. And then they wondered whether and how the total consumption of the earth, and these are my words for the good freeze point, whether and how the total consumption of the earth, they use, I think, centralization of capital, whether that pot of cash that these guys sit on conveyed with it the necessary control mechanisms to, in my words, keep the cattle herded. We proceed now to the other difficulties Plato's tribe face in their selfless determination to rule the human race. Continuing with chapter 5, anti-systemic movements. So the second difficulty for the power guys, the contradiction between labor and capital, given both the increasing centralization of capital and the increasing marginalization of large sectors of the labor force, this contradiction will remain elemental, because controlling our energy is elemental for a system of class, global system of class, which by definition means totalitarian. Sorry, continuing. The new social movements have increased the worldwide pressure for higher wage levels with world capital seeking ever more to respond to this pressure by reducing the size of labor input. And haven't we seen this big time? It's like a race going on, because they feel our us breathing down there. We want our share. We want better for our children than this. And they're rushing to, you know, just placate however they can. Say, we got it covered. We got it covered. Leave it to us. We've got the planning bodies. We've already got these institutions in place to handle this unfortunate problem of these numerous unfortunate problems like world hunger and massive inequality and collapse of ecosystems and species death and death of the oceans. But don't worry. We have it covered, and we're the smart ones, remember? You guys, you don't know how anything works. We do. Leave it to us. So anyway, that's the race at the particular moment that they're trying to keep the lid on us. So they're trying to respond, as they ever have, by reducing their need for us however they can. As a result, there has continued perforce been a rising level of material well-being for a significant sector of, when this has, of course, always been their chief strategy. I was laughing because I had to redo chief, because I realized I move around too much. And so one moment I'm like looking at this mic, the next I'm looking at the recorder. Who knows what it sounds like? I have no idea. I'm sorry, folks. Been that kind of a... I mean, you get kind of silly after a while when the harassment reaches the peak it has reached this week. I mean, one day I'll tell you about it, but hopefully... Oh, you truly do feel, gotta laugh to keep from crying. I mean, you really do get it. But take my word for it, fascism has arrived. I mean, truly. Okay, where were we? Okay. I remember once because I know there's curiosity out there among a lot of folk who see what's going on, and so one curious person asked me, you know, what do you do in your vehicle? Because, you know, I get harassed walking, I get harassed driving, I get harassed in my house, I get harassed. I mean, it all boils down to their central. At this point, they have a what's the way our good three put it? A family of EMF weapons. And I know the army of folks who participate in the tracking of my every moment movement are in massive denial about what they do, but it is, the whole point is to hurry me off the earth. So please, I do hope that folks don't think that my commitment to what I'm saying and doing is pure self-service here. Truly, I hope folks don't think that. Please.